You're tuned to All Things Considered here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Aaron Selbig. The Pine River is one of the fastest flowing rivers in Lower Michigan and one of the most popular, but its popularity has created a problem the U.S. Forest Service wants to fix. It would mean the end of a sandy bank about 160 feet high that attracts crowds of paddlers all summer. The issue pits people's enjoyment of the river against the river's health and even public safety. Peter Payette reports.
A lot of paddlers who go down the Pine River finish at Low Bridge, about 20 miles east of Manistee. Towards the end of this trip, they come to a steep bank that's almost pure sand from top to bottom. Jim Thompson is a district ranger in the Huron-Manistee National Forest. He says this spot has a few names.
Sandhill, Canoe Slide, the Big Hill, the Party Spot.
Thompson says on weekends in the summer, you can find more than 100 people pulled over here.
It's a slower spot in the river, so it's a good place to stop. There's access there. So they raft up their canoes, and then it's a nice place to stop and play around on the sandhill.
Now, plants don't grow well where people play, especially when it's sandy. So there's nothing to stop sand from washing off this bank into the river. And sand can be a problem in a trout stream like the Pine. For example, it covers rocks that would otherwise be used by fish to spawn. And there's another problem. People slide their canoes down the sandhill. Some of them are drunk when they do it, and in 2012, a man killed himself when he flew out of his canoe.
It was definitely a tragic accident, but that type of running up the slope and either running down it, cartwheeling down it, doing somersaults down it, or riding watercraft, be it either a kayak or a canoe, are not that uncommon at that site.
For these reasons, the Forest Service has proposed using a helicopter to fly in as many as 100 trees. These would stabilize the bank, along with some filter cloth, so plants could grow. But not everybody thinks that's a great idea.
It's neither serving the people that they're charged with serving, nor is it serving the resource to get this thing to completely vegetate again.
Mark Miltner owns Pine River Paddle Sports. He rents canoes and kayaks. He says sand is a natural part of the river, and it's also natural for riverbanks to erode. He says this is one of the few sandy bends left on the Pine that offers paddlers a place to play, and that the view from the top, 160 feet above the river, is one of the most spectacular in the entire valley.
If you took a vote of every person that stops to enjoy either the view of that bank or to enjoy the climb to the top of it and the view from atop, and asked them if they wanted to have that taken away from them or want it left alone, they'd all say they'd want it left alone. And so I'm going to suggest that's how you serve the people. You just leave it alone, okay, and let them enjoy the magic that's there and again, increasingly difficult to come by.
The U.S. Forest Service is not taking a vote, but is asking for public comment about the proposal. District Ranger Jim Thompson says the hill would not be closed. It would just be less inviting when it was covered with trees and plants. He says it's true riverbanks erode, but he says they also heal, usually.
On this site, it has expanded because of the use, and then it just hasn't had the opportunity to heal or start revegetating just because of that continual use.
If the Forest Service goes ahead with this proposal, the work on the Pine River would be done in 2017. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Peter Payette.